hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 6th of December, 2007. Credit card practices denounced. This is out of Forbes. Congress is renewing its scrutiny of the credit card industry. Yeah. As some lawmakers denounce the practice of raising customers' interest rates when their credit scores decline, even if they make their credit card payments on time. Industry critics say it's another example of abusive, confusing credit card practices that can push consumers deeper in debt. Carl Levin, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee, is holding out the club of possible legislation to spur voluntary changes by the industry. Working people are being squeezed, he said. In a call for good, strong legislation to be enacted next year, Levin said that these abuses need to be remedied. We have some real momentum for reform. With Americans weighed down by some almost $1 trillion in credit card debt. That's right, I said $1 trillion. An average of $2,200 per household. Practices of the very profitable industry have been ripe for scrutiny by the Democratic-controlled Congress. Let me slow down here. They have also grabbed the attention of the Federal Reserve, which plans to require credit card issuers to give customers at least a 45-day notice before raising interest rates and to provide clearer information on fees. Yeah. Uh-huh. The five big financial companies, Discover Financial Services, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Capital One, they issue around 80% of the U.S. credit cards, according to the subcommittee. Officials of Discover, Bank of America, and Capital One were to testify at the hearings. Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase recently have said they will discontinue the practice. Citigroup's change already is in place, and J.P. Morgan's Chase's will take effect in March. But Levin says legislation still may be needed to get other companies to do the same. Now, Larry DeRita, spokesman for Bank of America, said its customers have the right to say no to an increase. Really? I see. Well, and let me go back to what I've said earlier about this issue, folks. The Federal Reserve Act passed last century, okay, 1913. And, of course, we had to bring in the IRS. We had to make that little thing because the bankers wanted a surety that the money being borrowed would be paid back. Or at least for the stuff they created out of nothing, they would get their usury fees. That's right, I'm talking about interest. And for every day, for every seat in Congress since 1913, they are just as culpable for not correcting this mistake, and the mistake I speak of is probably one of the greatest fascism moves I've ever seen in this country, whereby the government is allowing a private corporation to come in to issue the money. And of course, the deal was, hey, here's the upside to you politicians in Washington, D.C. You got an open checkbook, so you can mortgage to the great, 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 great grandchildren of your country. You can mortgage their futures. Whether it's credit cards, folks, or your friendly banker with a fractionalized reserve banking, it's still the same usury. So we're going to make a little changes here to the credit card companies, huh? How about let's just saying, you know what? No more usury. Honest money, you people have to go away. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side, 800-313-9443. We'll take this short break. Do I have Pike online by any chance? Okay. All right. We'll try to get Reverend Ted Pike up on the program before the end of the show. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
From WhatDoesItMean.com, U.S. Secret Service Omaha gun battle leaves 9 dead. Sorcha Fall, as reported to our Western subscribers, FSB reports circulating in the Kremlin this morning are detailing a shocking gun battle that took place in the United States between American Secret Service agents and an unknown number of what they believed are 3 highly trained military-type sniper units in suburban Maw in Omaha, Nebraska. According to these reports, President Bush, who was summoned by America's top military leaders to the U.S. Strategic Command headquarters, located at Offutt Air Force Base, was using as a cover story for his unannounced visit to Omaha a fundraising campaign for his former Agriculture Secretary, Mike Johanns, who is now a U.S. Senate candidate in Nebraska. President Bush, as these reports further state, was, prior to his leaving Omaha, to provide to the U.S. propaganda media outlets what is called a photo op, showing him Christmas shopping at a mid-priced to luxury goods store named Von Maur, it's spelled M-A-U-R, which was located in the West Roads Mall. As with FSB forces, rather, protecting President Putin, The American president is likewise protected by an elite security force called the Secret Service, and who, these reports continue, do prior security screenings of all locations to be visited by those U.S. government officials they are assigned to protect. Upon the U.S. Secret Service units entering into the Westroads Mall, and prior to the American president, intended photo op, FSB reports, detail a chaotic series of radio transmissions that seemingly detail a furious gun battle between what can only be described as U.S. forces firing on U.S. forces, in which, according to Western media information, has left 9 people dead. Now, U.S. propaganda media sources, however, are reporting this event as a random shooting by a lone gunman. Though their complete story is still not complete and, as always, is subject to change, most curious, though, of the Western media reporting on this event is the saturation coverage describing in detail that the supposed lone gunman, and prior to shooting his victims, first targeted a child's toy called a teddy bear. Witnesses said the gunman fired down on shoppers from a third-floor balcony of the Von Maur store. One witness told a TV station that he shot up a teddy bear as he sprayed fire on the shoppers. Now, this is important to note due to the seemingly odd coincidence that the word teddy bear was an early Cold War term used by the United States Strategic Air Command, B-52 bomber pilots, to designate the United States being on their highest alert status, DEFCON 1, and which meant this refers to maximum readiness. It is not certain whether this has ever been used, but it is reserved for imminent or ongoing attack on U.S. military forces or U.S. territory by a foreign military power. Let me continue with this. As we had previously detailed in our December 4th report, Israel in peril as renegade U.S. military leaders signed treaty with Iran. It is indeed probable that the United States has indeed been reduced to a childlike state, needing the comforting assurance that all will be right as long as their teddy bear is safely bundled beside them as they sleep. We do not know the veracity of the story. I am reporting it as I am getting it. It seems a little odd, by the way, that this young man was on, oh, you guessed it, antidepressants. Remember the lady here in Texas that killed how many of her kids? 3 or 4 of her children? Yeah, guess what she was on? Oh, that's right. According to Mr. Moore, Bowling for Columbine, you know, in his DVD, he failed to make the admission that Dylan and I think it was and Klebold, if my memory serves here, guess what they were on as well. A lot of these shootings that you see and these weird things that people are doing, folks, they're on antidepressants. And these manufacturers, you got to read through their fine print, and they have to do this. But you have to read through their studies and their fine print. They have to do their own studies. Some of these companies admit that up to 6% of the people taking these antidepressants, Zoloft, whatever else, basically, people go off the deep end, and they don't come back. They start doing weird things, killing people, doing all kinds of weird things. But see, these are never mentioned. And I highly suspect this woman got another trial here in Texas. What a bizarre thing. I remember when that happened, hearing about this and thinking, my God in heaven, why would a woman kill her own? She even drowned one of her kids in a bathtub. What mother in their right mind would do such a thing? Ah, there's the point. She was not in her right mind. And what was she on? She was on antidepressants because she had postpartum depression. Well, I'll tell you, I'll take a healthy dose of the postpartum depression because I've yet to see anybody that's going through something like that kill their own kids. But repeatedly, these shootings, these bizarre acts against other individuals, that's right, they're on antidepressants. And I highly suspect this woman down here in Texas, that was part of her appeal process. Let's go to the phones. I've got Ted Pike online. Hello, Ted.
Well, hello, John.
How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. I just had a huge Christmas present.
I can see that.
Yeah, we got the news around midday today that the federal hate crimes bill, that's the Kennedy's hate crimes amendment to the big military arms appropriations bill, was stripped off in conference about 1 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern time. And what that means is that we've got a whole new prospect of freedom of speech in America for at least a few months. That's until Kennedy gets to work again.
Now, what I wanted to bring up here, Ted, and there was a little confusion yesterday. Somebody had called into the network and said, wait a minute. Now, which hate crime legislation are you talking about? Now, we had, I think it was H.R. 1955. The Senate side was the Senate Bill 1959.
Yeah, those are both the homegrown terrorist bill. That's not really a hate crimes bill in the sense of establishing a law.
Okay.
That'll establish a federal commission which will sit for a year and a half to try to find out what kind of threat is posed by alternative talk radio and other extremists who stream on the internet words with hate speech and all that kind of thing that might incite to terrorism.
Now, I'm sorry. Let me stop you here, Ted. Are we talking about two different bills? That's what I want to get to.
Yeah, we certainly are.
Okay.
H.R. 1955 passed the House of Representatives about 3-4 weeks ago, and then the Senate version is H.R. 1959.
Right.
And that is not up for an imminent vote. It's still in the Homeland Security Committee, Lieberman's committee, and it's really not. I called this morning about it, in fact, and they say they're not really planning on even trying to bring that forward into the Senate until mid-February. So that's not a tremendous crisis right now. But again, that is not establishing a law of the land. That's establishing a federal commission to study the problem of homegrown terrorism here in the United States. And of course, it's all a sham because we don't really have a problem of homegrown terrorism.
That's right.
The way of putting a suspicion and upon basically streaming talk radio on the internet. And the problem with a commission like this is it has tremendous authority. After sitting for a year and a half and interviewing a lot of witnesses and doing studies and so on, it has authority to make recommendations for legislation to the Senate or to the House or whatever, and that's why it's dangerous. So we have to turn our attentions pretty strongly to defeating that around the first of the year. But I've been emphasizing very, very strongly the last several weeks the tremendous opportunity we've had in the House of Representatives. There's been a revolt in the House of Representatives against Senator Kennedy's hate crimes bill. Basically, it's Conyers and Kennedy and Smith and so on, both in the House and in the Senate. They got this big federal hate crimes bill passed in May in the House, passed in September in the Senate. They've had it in conference for the last several months or so, and yet we got solid confirmation just a few days ago, actually on Monday, that there was a tremendous revolt brewing in the House of Representatives against the hate crimes amendment attached to the big military appropriations bill. And actually it was reported that 180 Republicans and as many as 20 Democrats were saying flat out they would not vote for the appropriations bill and the hate bill package together. And, of course, you and I and everybody on talk radio, we've been done actually 13 national broadcasts in the last several days. We've been working hard, and fortunately, at the very last minute, the new right religious leaders, some of them such as the Family Research Council and Janet Folger and others, I've got them all excited, and they have done massive alerts. I was on with Janet Folger on her syndicated radio program yesterday, I believe. But this is all has been very, very fruitful. It's been getting through a big time, a massive amount of calling just in the last day, really, day or two, very last minute. And what's happened as of around 1 o'clock today was the conference committee and the Democratic leaders decided they simply could not pass an arms bill and a hate bill in the House of Representatives. In fact, In fact, the rebellion has spread to about 70 more members of the House of Representatives.
Okay, Ted, hang on a second. My bumper here is drowning your voice out. So just hang on a second. We've got a three-minute break here. We'll be right back. Good news from Reverend Ted Pike and you people out there in the listening audience. You've done your job.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, Ted, we're back. Yeah, you kind of got drowned out there at the end.
I'm on a cell phone in the parking lot, John.
I understand.
I'll do it. I'll do my best.
I understand.
This revolt evidently has spread quite widely in the House of Representatives. Another 70 Republicans and Democrats have joined the revolt, and they made it totally impossible to even attempt to pass the arms bill and the hate bill together. And I don't know all the dynamics of this, whether it's very largely against an arms bill that gives Bush too much money for the Iraq war without the terms of withdrawal, or whether a huge part of this revolt is the result of massive calling in from not only the religious right, but the far right talk radio audiences I've been speaking to primarily all week long. But anyway, it's a massive victory, a massive setback for Kennedy and Smith. And I'm not entirely sure whether it would have to be voted on again in the House of Representatives, because that was a standalone bill then. And the House Representatives leaders agreed to add it on as amendment. And whether this whether this rejection of it as an amendment cancels out the House vote as well as the Senate vote, I'm not 100% sure, but it is a total setback, and it's actually a moral and a psychological setback for the hate bill forces as well. And, of course, this doesn't mean the hate bill is entirely defeated. Kennedy and Smith could put it back in the Senate the first of the year if they wanted to, as probably as a standalone bill. I think it's got a pretty bad BO as a result of being this rider and really causing such congestion in passage of the federal arms bill and delaying for a full 4 months getting the necessary supplies and munitions and support for our troops and around the world.
Right.
So if Kennedy does it, it's almost a certainty that he'll introduce it again as a standalone bill, not as a rider, but standing on its own merits, letting the Congress decide in the clear light of day whether we really need this as a response to so-called violent hate crimes in America.
Well, and I did a segment the top of the hour last hour, and I talked about this legislation that they keep trying to cram down our throats, that special groups need special protections. There's already laws in the books.
Yes.
Okay, you can't assault people, you can't beat them up, you can't, you know, you can't wreak havoc in their lives because of their sexual orientations. You know, we already have laws in the books. You can't harm other people. If you harm somebody, they got a claim against you.
That's right.
And whether it be physical, financial, or anything else. So we don't need this legislation.
That's right. It's totally redundant. It's a sham. And we've got a real victory now. We can relax during Christmas season, but we're really going to have to continue to be extremely wary, because the Anti-Defamation League, who's behind this legislation, of course, has vowed they'll never give up until they have established a hate crimes bureaucracy in America like Canada's.
Now, the ADL has come after you, have they not?
Yeah, they've got 11 pages on me now on their website, and it's really comedic. They try to portray me as linked together with all kinds of Nazis and Aryan nations, all that kind of stuff.
Well, of course. I mean, that's the justification. There are groups out there, Ted, that are just waiting in the shadows and hiding behind bushes that are going to jump out and start killing people because of their sexual orientation.
Yeah, right.
I don't care, Ted. I've said this on air repeatedly. I do not care what people's proclivities are. What I object to, I mean, homosexuality and lesbianism has been around since man has been around. You know, that's no big surprise. My objection is it's the pushing of this tolerance that we should allow gay marriages, and you know, it's okay for Bobby to have two mommies or two daddies. They're teaching this crap in school. This is what I object to, the government taking a position on people's sexuality and promoting it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, What we've shown today, I think, very clearly, is that if especially if the listeners to Alternative Talk Radio really get on those phones, and I believe thousands of them have responded in the last week, we can impact the destiny of this country. We can make history. We can delay the onset of these kinds of evil and this moral corruption you're talking about. And fortunately, I've been, for about the past 2.5 weeks, I've been really sending out the message in every way I possibly can that we've had a golden opportunity here, a second chance to defeat the hate bill, which is absolutely unprecedented. I mean, it's a fact, of course, that after a bill has been approved by conference, it does have to come back before the House and the Senate for a final rubber stamp vote, but almost invariably, the Senate and the House just passed that routinely. And in fact, I think I may have mentioned this on the program the other day. I had actually written an email in desperation about 8 or 10 days ago, or a couple of weeks ago, in which I was suggesting doing exactly this, that we mobilize the forces of the religious and far right to demand that the hate bill be stripped off by a vote of the House and the Senate in this final vote. And I didn't dream that that this would actually come true.
And it has. By the way, if you can hang around, I know you're out in the parking lot on your cell phone, but if you can hang around a few more minutes, there's been a question I've been dying to ask you.
Okay.
All right. So stand by. We'll get to that right after this. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Watch me. You don't have to watch me.
Because you
watch
can
me when
handle
I get done
the
talking.
Truth.
Even if I talk into the commercial break, keep me up.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Ted?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Who are you going to vote for in the 2008 elections, presidential election?
Well, I'm kind of reserving judgment on that right now, John.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kind of hanging in there.
I see. I was hoping you were going to say Ron Paul.
Well, I'm just kind of hanging in there a little bit longer, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay, Ted. I'm going to be working on you here. And off air, I'll ask you your reservations about the candidates, and we'll leave that go for right now.
Okay.
All right, Ted. Hey, thanks a bunch. I appreciate it very much. You've done a lot of work there. You've organized a lot of people. You've done endless hours of radio programming to get people out of their seats to walk over to their telephone and dial toll-free numbers to their congress critters to stop some of this insanity and madness in Washington, D.C. And my friend, we've been put on this earth to do good things, and you've certainly been doing a lot of good. So,
well, I think our Heavenly Father again is showing us that he also has a very strong interest in preserving free speech, because without it, the precious gospel of Jesus Christ cannot be proclaimed anymore. So he's been fighting against this hate bill a lot harder than I am, and I'm just very grateful to be his tool.
Well, and by the way, I started out the broadcast today. Did you hear the story? It was a CNN story this morning. And they even said, oh, this is a wonderful story. You're really going to enjoy this. A 75 or 80-year-old woman was sitting in a Wally World or a Walmart parking lot after she put her stuff in her car. She gets it behind the wheel of her car. The door opens up on the passenger side. A guy sits down and tells her, give me your money or I'm going to hurt you. Well, she looked at him and said, well, I'm not going to give you my money. He said, lady, give me the money. And she said, no, I'm not going to. She said, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ, and no matter what happens to me, she said, I know I'm going to heaven. And she said, but I know one thing, you're going to go to hell. She said, go to hell. I'm not giving you my. Well, she sat there and talked with him and said, you know, you ought to try prayer. You know, you can pray to Jesus anytime. You can ask his forgiveness. And your life will start being fulfilled. And the man sat there and started to cry.
Yes.
And she sat and ministered to him for 10, 15 minutes. She said, I'm not letting you rob me. Well, before the guy got out of her car, she reached into her pocketbook and gave her last $10. The man walked away in tears. And as the story finishes out, Ted, the woman told the police, I don't want this guy arrested. And they said, well, you know, we've got to look into this and make an arrest because he might do this to somebody else. I think that was a life transformation that happened to that guy today.
Yeah, you know, my great ambition is to talk to Abe Foxman and get him down on his knees.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's not hold our breath for that one because we might all be blue boys by the end of the day.
Well, you know, St. Paul was a part of the ADL, basically, of the first century AD. He went out on orders of the Sanhedrin to persecute Christians, just like ADL is through the hate laws. And look what God did to him. So I feel like I have to bear a testimony, even to my worst enemies, that there is a God in heaven, and this God will not let these rascals get away with this tremendous theft of our freedom of speech.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've said this many times, Ted. I think God's sitting up in heaven with his arms folded, looking down on us and going, you know what? I've given you everything you needed. What are you people waiting for? Why do you keep praying to me over this? I've given you your choice. You can take the wrong road or the right road.
Yeah.
Get up off your duffuses and let's go do something.
Well, you know, also, John, there are some voices out there saying, well, you know, we're just about to the point where we need to take up our guns and get in an armed revolt against the United States government. This, again, is a confirmation that we're still a long ways from that. Through prayer, and instead of picking up a gun, pick up that telephone en masse by perhaps the tens of thousands, and we can still very much impact our government. This is a very, very great confirmation of that to me.
Well, and I said earlier in the program that if we get Ron Paul, and I would urge you to look into this guy because he's got a list of stuff that he is going to do away with. Iraq War, the Patriot Act, the IRS, the National ID Card, North American Union, Federal Reserve, open borders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've seen no other presidential candidate that has gotten up there and has made these points that have to be done in this country. And what I said, Ted, was now, if we get King George II out of that office and we install Ron Paul in it, all these people out here, these millions of people in this country that have not had a voice, it will be, if you're a Congress critter, you're going to be in the vice. Because this guy at the bully pulpit and us out here, we the people, we are the government. We've not been represented by these Congress critters for so many years. They have forgotten their rule book, the Constitution. We can start putting the squeeze on these people and start throwing them out. So,
yeah, well, we're seeing signs that God is still very much able to confuse and confound and disorient our enemies, and if we come to him, especially at this Christmas season, with a humble heart, repenting of our sins and turning to him, The promises of Scripture are very clear that he can come down and restore our land and heal us and actually give us an extension of time in order to do his kingdom work.
Ted, I thank you so much, sir. You've done valuable service to this country, and I wish you a very, very, very good holiday Christmas. Did I say Christmas season? Oh, my goodness. And we'll even tolerate a few menorahs out there.
Well, I couldn't do it without you, John, as I've said, and you've given me a huge Christmas present in helping make this possible again and again through your influence, vast influence.
Well, as I've always told you, Reverend, anytime, my friend, anytime.
Thanks again, John.
Thank you, sir. All right. Reverend Ted Pike from a mall someplace on a cell phone. Let's go back to the phones here. Oh, whoop. I've got to do this. I am going to be in a sling if I don't do this. Power Mall Global, RBN is a new sponsor that can help you this Christmas. Power Mall Global is an online shop which you can buy your Christmas gifts this year. RBN listeners who use Power Mall Global not only save money on specials, but also will receive a rebate check for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global has 1,000-plus stores and millions of products to choose from. Don't get caught in the Christmas chaos this year. Or in a mall where they're doing special operations. Stay home and go to the www.powermallglobal.com. That's www.powermallglobal.com. All right. Do I still have my... do I have Canada? I still have Canada here. Okay. Let me hit my refresh button. That is not working. Okay. Mark in Kentucky. Do I still have Peter in Canada? No. Okay. Mark in Kentucky. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Yes.
I just thought I'd let you know our local birdcage liner around here in Kentucky Inquirer. Basically said that bill was really had real problems in it. Of course, it didn't say anything about the anti-hate crimes laws that was attached to it. And that it was all just the Democrats' fault because they didn't like the way how the funding language was set up for the Army. for the military. So, yeah, I knew about it yesterday that it was having a lot of problems, but I'm glad that you had Mr. Pike on today to really give it a straight skinny on it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there, I'll tell you what, Mark, that are unheralded, but I'll tell you what, we've got people out there that have been working overtime on their issues and have had success because people are listening to them, and they're taking advantage. I mean, what can be simpler? I mean, who doesn't like to call up a politician and give them what for? You know, and to do it toll-free even. It doesn't even cost you a dime. And to let these people know. I mean, I'm tired of these people saying... And it's the same old thing, Mark, only repackaged on a grander scale that you can't.
Well, I mean, I've been talking to you about setting up a micro FM radio station. I'm still working on it. I got a friend of mine that actually, in fact, I talked to your engineer, Chris, about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got another friend of mine say that he might be able to come up with some equipment for me. That's the reason I haven't been in touch with you lately. But, that's what's going on with that. But this is the thing that's kicked me in the ass finally and said, hey, you know, this has got to be stopped because they're going after the very First Amendment now.
That's right.
This is crazy.
It is.
And when I go to Waffle House and everything, and I gave this newspaper to this one of the waitresses that worked there, and I said, I want you to read this article. And she read it through, and I said, you know what's wrong with that article? I said, do you see anything in my anti-hate crimes or anything like that in there? And she goes, no. I said, and I explained to her what the anti-hate crimes legislation was, and she was outraged. She didn't hear anything about it.
Of course. I mean, and these...
And it's just like, yeah. I said, that article, I mean, it's giving me the idea that, hey, that legislation's, you know, in trouble and everything, and I think it's a good thing, but everyone else around me would think it's a bad thing because I'm against getting the funding for the troops, and it has nothing to do with it.
That's
it's
right.
A whitewash.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right. Mark, I tell you what, put it in overdrive. Get that LPFM up in Kentucky, would you?
I'm trying to.
All right.
I'm really trying to.
Okay, sir. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. Yeah, and again, folks, you want to make a difference. You want to give a Christmas gift to all of your friends and neighbors in your community next year? Do you? You know, all the people that are saying, oh, all is lost. You know, I talk to people and I can't get anywhere with them. All right, well, let the people that do the talking, you don't have to be everything to everybody. Put up a low power FM. Let them hear the power of free speech and the truth for once in their lives. We can transform this country, folks. We can take it back. If you get out of that victim status that you have found yourself in, that, oh, well, we can't fight City Hall. The point I was going to make to Mark, and when I made the comment here about, you know, we're looking at the FedGov, and the theory is that you can't fight City Hall. Well, geez, if you can't fight City Hall in your own community, what makes you think you can fight the Fed? That's because we're the government, folks. It's in the rule book. Read it. Read it. And I will say this again. Thousands of copies of Freedom to Fascism have been flying out of this place. There is no better time. I mean, this couldn't have been better if it was scripted out by a Hollywood writer. That in their face every day, recession, job losses, home foreclosures, and I'm going to get around to some real figures here, and I want you to consider these. But there is no better time in this country to give a copy of Freedom to Fascism to somebody. It is, I'm telling you what, in the last just couple of days, with people and business owners and places I have to frequent to take care of things and whatever else, I'm giving them copies to Freedom to Fascism. And then I'm going back a day or so later. And you know what they're telling me? You were right. You warned me. If I watch this, it's going to transform my life. And it has done exactly that. This is what I'm getting back, folks. We are in the quest here for freedom and liberty in this country. By the way, in the DVD, Freedom to Fascism, Ron Paul's prominently featured. That's why my cop friend in my neighborhood told me, he said, you know what? I'm voting for your boy, Ron Paul. No better time. It's the perfect storm. Not against us. Against the money masters and the enablers in Washington, D.C. Banking, credit cards, the whole nine yards can be done away with. It's been constructed. We're the deconstructionist. We're the people that are going to put this country back on track. And we, the people, that's right, you and me, folks, we are the government in this country. 800-724-2719. Thousands of copies of these DVDs have been flying out of this place. Be part of the revolution here, folks. Let's refound the country. Let's get it back. The copies that we have, we pay $1.25 a piece for these things. Folks, you can transform people's lives, literally. And it's not on issues that we have already the backlash. They cannot defend the IRS. They cannot defend the Federal Reserve in this country. They can't do it. It's not a conspiracy theory. Oh, it's a conspiracy that's been perpetrated on us. But this ain't no theory. This is hard, provable fact. And once people find out they've been sleepwalking their entire lives, once they find out how the greatest scam has been perpetrated on the American people, you now have people that are going to be standing by. The new patriots are going to be standing by on the ready to lend support and a voice for the refounding of this country. 800-724-2719, please. A minimum of 10 DVDs per order, if you please. Could you imagine all these envelopes and everything that are flying out of this place? Please, not a onesie or twosie on this deal. At $1.25, you can pop for it, okay? And start giving this to people, folks. Reach out to them. This is the one thing that we've been lacking in doing. We have not perceived our own power. We have not perceived the power of truth being thrust on people and it actually transforming their lives. They've been sleepwalking all their life, folks. Make a change. 800-724-2719. Make the call. My wife says, well, we're not selling too much of any other product, you know, because it's Christmas time and we're doing all these orders here. I said, honey, I said, we're in the business of spreading the truth. And I don't care. We're not making not one red cent on these DVDs. And quite frankly, I don't care, because what we're in the business for and what this network is about is restoring this constitutional republic. That and nothing else. No other agendas, no schemes to make people rich or anything else, folks. Support our sponsors. Call these advertisers. Buy a product from them. Tell them thank you for sponsoring on Republic Broadcasting Network. They'd love to hear from you. All right, we're going to go to break here. And when I get back, I'm going to do this quickly, but I'm going to throw some stuff at you here about this housing bailout that George Bush is cooking up. Well, it's a heck of a lot worse than they're even admitting. A lot worse. And let me give you a little tease here. Now, Paulson has been leading the effort to craft a plan that this program to bail out our bankers for making the bad decisions on home loans. It's already a bad decision because we're talking about usury, folks. Could you imagine buying a house, say a $200,000 house, and having to repay that, say, even over 15 years if you didn't have the usury factor in there? You could pay your home off in 10, 15 years, couldn't you? Oh, that's right. But they don't want you doing that. They want you in serfdom out there. They want you in perpetual obligation. I'm going to get to this in a short segment we got coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Keith and Austin, hang on a second. Let me spit this stuff out, and I'll get to your call here in a second. Talking about the President Bush here hammering out an agreement to freeze interest rates for certain subprime mortgages for 5 years to combat a soaring tide of foreclosures. These aides, who spoke on a condition of anonymity today because the details have not yet been released, said the five-year moratorium represented a compromise between desires by banking regulators for a longer time frame of up to 7 years and mortgage industry arguments that the freeze should last only 1 or 2 years. Well, here's the facts about this, folks. And they said that, there's a possibility next year that 500,000 people are going to have their homes foreclosed on. No. It's going to be more than 2 million, okay, possibly even 3 million, okay? And the average boost to monthly payments, if this is left alone, as much as 30% more. And here's the figures. Through October, we're just talking about 10 months here of this year, 1.8 million foreclosures filings nationwide. And that's compared to 1.3 million in all of 2006. Okay, so we're already up to 3.1 million foreclosures in this country, and the conservative estimate is 2 million foreclosures next year, quite possibly 3 to 4 million next year. So just conservatively, 5 million people are going to be out on the street, out on the bricks next year, 5 million. And if this economy continues to fall, which it will, because you know what they've just done? That's right. England, the Bank of England, just lowered the prime lending rate again. Ben Bernanke is going to do the same thing here in this country. They're going to further lower the rate so these banks can get off the hook. Uh-uh. No. No more of this stuff. Because the taxpayer is going to be put on the hook for this bailout for these bankers. No more. Keith in Austin. Hello, Keith. We got 2 minutes.
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, man, you just answered my question, like what I was going to ask you about, because I was at work today and I had seen that thing on the TV, but I couldn't, like, really hear because they had the volume down, and I was asking about what had President Bush did about that. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? You know, I just caught it, like, the last couple of minutes before I had to go back into work and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I was just like, you had answered it already, you know, what you just explained.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, let me put it to you this way, Keith. What these bankers should be doing right now is renegotiating these mortgages now.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's got an adjustable rate mortgage, give them an interest rate, okay? Mm-hmm. Let them pay their monthly mortgages if they're going to be able to in this recession and possibly facing depression worldwide.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I'm 23 years old, you know, I still live in an apartment now, you know, I was like kind of looking forward into buying a house and stuff like that, like, you know, within the next 4 years, and, you know, I kind of seen that on TV, and I was just like wondering, you know, what's happening and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of my private little fantasies here is that Ron Paul gets the presidency, mm-hmm. and there are home loans made to people out there. That they'll be able to borrow exactly what they need and not pay it back at interest. In other words, if you want to go out and buy a starter home for $75,000 or $80,000, whatever the case may be, that you'd be able to pay this doggone thing off in 12 years or maybe even less, depending on what you make, and you don't have to pay them interest. And then there you go. Then you've got your own home, and you didn't have to pay usury. You didn't have to pay that upfront interest on your mortgage.
I understand.
Yeah. Hey,
okay, go ahead.
We're out of time.
Oh, man. I was going to just drop one thing on you on the last segment that you were talking about. You were talking about, like, you know, uprising. We need to take back this country.
Yeah.
You need to, like, you know, get with the young people, man. You need to, like, get with, like, people. And, like, I'm sure you're an intelligent man, but, like, rappers like Chuck D, have you ever heard of him before?
Hey, Keith, we're out of time. I got to go. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Folks, I'll see you Monday. With